39th season of the Berkshire Concert Choir. The choir was formed in 1977 with the merger of the Stockbridge Singers Incorporated and the Cantata Choir of South Congregational Church of Pittsfield. The choir is a membership organization open to all who enjoy singing and are willing to devote an evening a week to rehearsals. The choir presents the Carl Orff's Cantata Carmina Burana, thank you, on Saturday, November 19th at 7:30 in the Bolin Theater at Berkshire Community College in Pittsfield. To tell us more, we welcome Paula Nuss, who is the artistic director, Marilyn Gearhard, a tenor and president of the choir, and Fran Stone, bass and board member. And it's a great pleasure to have all of you with us this morning. Welcome to the roundtable. Thank you very much for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Let us begin with you, Paula, of how this particular performance came about.
Well, I've been with the chorus now as conductor for four seasons, and we have been developing both musically, chorally, and in size. And now we have enough singers to really present Carmina Burana the way it should be, with a nice full sound, and we are doing it with the two piano and percussion version this weekend at the Bolin Theater at Berkshire Community College. I'm so excited to have this finally come to fruition.
So what is it like to have all of these voices together and to reach that size when you realize, oh, okay, we're ready for this now?
Well, it's been in the works for a couple of years now, and when I first came, there were, I don't know, maybe 35 or 40 singers, and now we have 65. We can cover all of the parts. And the singers themselves have really developed their choral sound. I'm happy with the group.
Are you? Marilyn is the president of the choir. All's going well.
All is going very well. Thank you.
Do you enjoy, seeing the I mean, we can look at this as a rise, right, of more people are interested, more people are interested in joining the choir, and more people want to be a part of the organization.
Oh, absolutely. We've seen quite a growth in the last 3 years, especially since Paula has taken over as artistic director. And Carmina Burana is an especially popular piece with singers, and we've really had a wonderful outpouring of support. So we started rehearsals in September, and people are really having fun with this piece.
That it seems like a lot of rehearsal. Do it one night a week from September through mid to late November. But I assume none of you probably feel that it's enough, right?
Well, for this piece, I try to think about that. When you select a piece of music, is 12 weeks going to be enough?
Right.
So for this piece of music, 12 weeks was fine. For the spring, we have 15 weeks of rehearsal planned, and I may have that feeling. I wish I had another week.
Yeah.
But it just, everybody works hard on their own if they can, and one night a week sometimes just has to be sufficient.
And I assume all of you, being veterans, that in the end it all comes together, doesn't it, Fran?
It does. It does come together. I'd like to say the Berkshire Concert Choir is blessed because it has Marilyn and her husband, Mike, who have basically been the longtime leaders that make the organization of this group fabulous. And then along came Paula, who is an absolutely fabulous conductor and really knows how to get vocally the most out of our choir. And this is a win-win situation, and it's great to sing. It's great to sing a piece like Carmina, which is so much fun.
And it is recognized, right? It's also good commercially because people want to come hear it, correct?
Yeah, we certainly hope so.
Yeah.
When I was teaching, I always said, if you want the people to come, you do Grease, and then you get them accustomed to seeing your theater, and then you come do the works that you want to do. And I feel like Carmina is that piece, that the crowd will come to hear the piece, and then we get showcased.
Right. And people understand. How long have you been with the organization?
This is my fourth season with the Berkshire Concert Choir.
And does it come, and not to undermine what you have done in any way, but do they come sort of pre-trained in the sense that, like you give them an idea of what you want, and then they give you an idea of what they're capable of, the singers?
The singers, well, I've been getting to know the singers over the last three seasons, and so I'm aware of what they can actually do, and we provide for them practice CDs so that they can work on the music themselves, because for most people, once a week is not really enough to remember all the notes, all the words. But by giving them the practice material, they're able to spend some time on their own as well. And since it's all the same practice material, I can assume that they're not going to learn rhythms incorrectly or something of that nature, that it's consistent.
Marilyn, give us an idea of what that practice is like.
Well, you have to really practice at home, and we do have practice CDs. I found with Carmina Burana, a CD that my husband had picked up in Germany was very helpful, and we've been singing to that. And so, you know, that and also going to the piano, pounding out the notes. I'm not a pianist. My husband is. But I can pound out the notes so that I can understand my part. So it takes a lot of work. It's not just an hour a week. And Paula stresses that all the time. I mean, we have actually two-hour rehearsals, but Paul is always saying, I can only take you so far. You have to go the rest of the way.
Right. And that's what, and you have to kind of monitor everyone then, don't you? And figure out where they are and say, okay, this is how it all fits together.
Right. And I also spend a lot of time seating people so that those who feel like they need the support of a stronger singer are next to one. And there's a lot that goes into it. It's not just come sing. It's not sing-along by any stretch of the imagination. Everybody is working hard. In this piece, I think they have had to work with the words more than the notes and rhythms.
Do you think that's true, Bob?
It is true. It is true because the words are really important in Carmina Burana. And it just makes it so much easier to understand the text. And to read it, so yes.
So when you will have your final rehearsal when?
We have two rehearsals this week. Tomorrow night, our regular Wednesday rehearsal, and then the dress on Friday night. Both times we'll have our instrument ensemble with us, and we will be in the space where we're going to perform.
And then you'll be ready to go.
You bet.
on the 19th on Saturday night at 7:30 at the Boland Theater. In the Berkshire Community College. And the musicians for this?
Well, our regular accompanist is Aurora Cooper, who is an English teacher in one of the middle schools in Pittsfield, and she's an excellent pianist. Lee Dixon, who accompanies many groups in Berkshire County. And our percussionist is Bill Chapman, who is a music teacher in North Adams. And a former student of mine, but an excellent.
She says with pride. Yes.
Well, I have actually quite a few singers in the chorus who were former students when I was a teacher at Taconic High School in Pittsfield. We had an excellent choir there, and some of them are still around, and they have come out to sing. So Bill also, he was in the band program, but I think he was in my music theory class, but a great percussionist, and he's bringing a student of his to do some of the percussion work, and her name is Savannah Byrne. So we have a group of four, and it should be terrific.
And as you mentioned, then you have your spring performance.
Yeah.
And have you announced what that is yet?
I think we put it in the program?
I believe we did.
Okay, so in the spring, we're doing the Poulenc Gloria, the Rudder Requiem, and Poulenc's Litanies à la Vierge Noire, with a small group of women doing that one.
Oh, wonderful. So, and then that'll be, and so as soon as work is done on this one, you'll get to work on the next one.
Almost. We have other things in December.
Yeah.
We have a volunteer group of women that rehearse through the summer, Christmas music. So we have performances at the Festival of Trees, at the museum in Pittsfield, and at Ventford Hall in Lenox. And we are also involved with what we call Yule for Fuel, which is a community carol sing, and any proceeds that we get go to the Emergency Fuel Fund in Pittsfield.
That's terrific. Well, wonderful things going on. It's the 39th season of the Berkshire Concert Choir. They're presenting Karl Orff's cantata Carmina Burana on Saturday, November 19th at 7:30 in the Bullen Theater at the Berkshire Community College in Pittsfield. And your website is Berkshire Community...
www.berkshireconcertchoir.org.
Berkshireconcertchoir.org.
Yes.
And you can find more information there. We'll have a link on our website, wamc.org/roundtable. And again, the performance is this Saturday night, 7:30 in the Bullen Theater at BCC. Thank you all for being here. Have a wonderful wonderful performance and a wonderful holiday season as well. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Same to you.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.